Welcome back to New World Next Week. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And I'm James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. I walked out of my front porch and saw drone activity. We have got that story plus an entire segment on updates to recent stories we have covered here on New World Next Week. But first, insurance claim denied. Police say United Healthcare CEO was likely killed with a ghost gun. And as NPR asked the question, what are they? Luigi Mangione, Italian folk hero, the suspect charged in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, was carrying a ghost gun at the time of his shocking arrest, authorities say. The 26-year-old was in possession of a ghost gun that had the capability of firing a 9mm round when he was arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania on Monday, NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kinney said at a press briefing, Pennsylvania being ground zero for all your biggest American sort of parapolitical events this year. The NYPD said the gun, which is consistent with the weapon used in the murder, may have been made on a 3D printer. I have no tolerance, nor should anyone, for one man using an illegal ghost gun to murder someone because he thinks his opinions matter most, Pennsylvania governor and could-have-been Democrat Vice President Josh Shapiro said on Monday. Ghost guns, also known as privately made firearms, are assembled by their owners either from scratch or through weapons parts kits and a certain percentage you're allowed to make. They're not marked with serial numbers, making them easy for criminals to acquire and difficult, if not impossible, for law enforcement criminals to trace. The Department of Justice, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. James, sidebar, an old-time radio episode we were playing on the Media Monarchy stream earlier this week. It was an episode of Dragnet, and they mentioned the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Tax Collection. Like, oh, that's right. Those guys, you know, Waco, all that good stuff, said in 2022 that within the previous 5 years, it was only able to successfully trace 0.98% of suspected ghost guns back to their individual purchaser. Over the last decade, a growing number of ghost guns have been recovered from crime scenes across the U.S., worrying many authorities. They've been used in homicides, domestic violence, robberies, killing of law enforcement officers, mass shootings, and school shootings, including one that killed, no, wounded kindergartners in Northern California religious school last week. I had not heard about that story. Surely some of these guns have actually been used to protect law-abiding people, but let's not talk about that. The advocacy organization Every Town for Gun Safety, the gun bullies over at Sandy Hook, has called them the fastest-growing gun safety problem in the country. While it's legal in the U.S. to build a firearm for personal use, NPR must admit, the Biden administration and more than a dozen states have tried with varying degrees with success to regulate ghost guns. Yeah, the 3D toothpaste is out of the chamber, James. You might recall your former prime minister of Japan was gunned down in the streets with an alleged ghost gun at well, and he was mad. I had to go double check myself. Time moves quickly, James. Remember in the summer of 2022, he was mad that Shinzo Abe and the Moonies had looted his mom's money. Abe's killing haunts Japan with questions on homemade guns. And back to the case, we'll rather hear this in Japan. He said his mother made a huge donation to the church more than 20 years ago that had crippled the family's finances. And James, you've probably heard me say on my morning show, and I'm spouting maybe some inflammatory rhetoric, Media Monarchy is for entertainment purposes only. I see this because I've seen the films, I've read the brand new comic books about it. This is a wild frontier of possible crowdsourced assassinations. Politicians and celebrities, maybe they're all fair game. There was a comic book called Crowded a few years ago where important politicians are killed using the Reaper app for crowdsourced assassination, and because they don't want to get taken out, they legalize it so that all the people all turn on each other and we use it all against each other and stop using it to maybe stop the powers that shouldn't be. James, Media Monarchies for entertainment purposes only.
Indeed. Well, on the note of ghost guns / 3D printed guns, those are separate concepts, but maybe related. My understanding is that this gun is apparently a hybrid. So parts of it were 3D printed. Other parts were purchased and it was assembled together. But at any rate, yes, the specter of ghost guns and 3D printed guns and hybrid guns of various sorts that are untraceable and essentially uncontrollable. Yes, as you say, that genie is out of the bottle and they're not putting it back in anytime soon, not realistically. So I will just throw in the New World Next Week related updates, or the flashback, because we did cover this topic very specifically back in July of 2018, where we talked about the DOJ settling a suit in Landmark Win for 3D printable guns, which was talking about Cody Wilson's legal travails at that time. So we have covered this on New World Next Week, and I have done, back in 2013, I did a segment on the Next News Network talking specifically about 3D printed guns. So this has been on my radar for over a decade at this point. And but of course, it's not just about that. And if people want an inkling of what else 3D printing makes possible, I would suggest they type 3D into my search bar and scroll past all the 3D chess stuff that I've done in recent years, and you'll get back to my 3D printing archives. I've had conversations about it. I've had an entire podcast about 3D printing. I've talked about 3D printing. We've talked about 3D printing houses and 3D printing body implants and other such things on New World Next Week in the past. So we have a lot of stuff in the archives on this. It is a revolution, and people are starting to find out about it. This is one particularly explosive, spectacular way of it intruding into the regular public discourse, but I think there's much more to be said about it.
Every tool is a weapon if you hold it right. Yeah, of course, it can be used to do... James, I did a story on Good News Next Week years back about 3D printing your own records at home, which of course is wildly expensive still at this point and not really worth it. That's why you're supposed to call it 4 or 5D chess, James. Don't mess up your search results there. But to mention even more media from the monarchy, there was the film people might remember, giant Hollywood movie, In the Line of Fire, where John Malkovich plays a crazy assassin who puts together what is essentially a plaster gun that beats all the metal detectors, and Clint Eastwood loses his protectee and all that good stuff. Honestly, James, I thought the Shinzo Abe story was going to be the one to put it in the public's consciousness, but of course they're going to need a few different events to really drive it home, and really, whether it's normies or conspira fans, there has been no bigger story really this last week than the shock murder on the street of the CEO of a giant healthcare insurance company. Wild times here in the States, and that is how we get going on New World Next Week, episode 574. James, I've also said for about 15 years, the only way you'll be able to sort of protect yourself in the future, and if you remember when the Chelyabinsk meteor struck, we got to see all that amazing dash cam footage. You're like, why do Russians all have dash cams? Oh, because there's rampant insurance fraud and everybody has to tape themselves constantly just to say, no, see, I was driving like a good boy. Rocket that to the future. I've said the only way you'll be able to protect yourself is that we'll have what I've coined as guardian drone-jels. Your own little drone, so that all your whereabouts will always be tracked and they can't accuse you of crimes you didn't have anything to do with. You know, like in The Running Man. Yeah, it would essentially kind of be, it's like your alibi drone, James. Or, ooh, maybe those could be used to whack CEOs and politicians. That's probably why they're worried over in New Jersey, because, you know, they're never worried about protecting the people. Alert! The East Coast is being buzzed by very sophisticated giant drones every night that go dark when approached by U.S. aircraft. James, this was a new one on me. My mom had even heard about this story. Enormous mystery drones, because we got family in the New Jersey area, enormous mystery drones are buzzing rooftops and flying freely through the skies in New Jersey, New York, and of course, Pennsylvania. And our government is powerless to stop it. Grabbing this story from activistpost.com. These are East Coast Democrat states. Criminality, assassination attempts are usual anymore. These drones have been spotted over military facilities, police departments, and other sensitive locations. Oh no, not those awesome places. Even though some of these drones are the size of cars, and even though they are buzzing us at rooftop level in some cases, we can't seem to track them effectively, and when our aircraft do approach, they go dark and disappear. Like you've seen in, what, X-Files episodes? The drones have been appearing almost every night since mid-November, and there are countless eyewitnesses. In fact, New Jersey State Senator Doug Steinhardt says he saw them from his front porch. I walked out of my front porch last night and saw, it would look like drone activity to me. I mean, I've seen airplanes cross the sky before, and this wasn't that. Maybe we've never seen anything like this. James, is this another situation of the infamous Chinese spy balloons? People are starting to... freaking out is generally people's first initial move anymore. So yeah, people are freaking out about this. They can't seem to understand why nothing's being done to stop the unidentified drones from doing whatever they want in the airspace, which would instantly make me think that's because they're supposed to be there and this is another government operation they're just announcing to you. The mayors of 21 towns in New Jersey got together, wrote a letter to Governor Phil Murphy demanding action. The mayors of 21 in New Jersey demanding action over the recent mystery drones that have been seen. Mid-November, large drones of uncertain origin have been repeatedly spotted in the sky at night over central and northern New Jersey. The drones, which are larger than the type typically used by hobbyists, have raised concerns due to their proximity to both a military installation and, this might be why my mom heard about it, President-elect DJ Trump's Bedminster golf course. Of course, Governor Murphy is concerned as well. At a press conference this week, he explained that the drones are very sophisticated. This is Governor Phil Murphy, concerned that the drones would have caught this piece of crap breaking scamdemic lockdown mask rules with his family, having a good old time. I'll include a not safe for work link where people confront politicians in the type of way that people should confront politicians back in the old scamdemic era, just to let you know what type of guy Phil Murphy is. But James, is your piece, you are not prepared for the drone wars? Is this brand new work from you?
It is. It just came out last week, so I hope people will check it out. And when they do, they'll see that there is, yeah, I posit at least one potential solution, not solution, but one potential response to the coming drone wars. Maybe a guardian drone, Joel, but not for recording everything you're doing, for protecting you from the slaughter bots. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, check out that article, because there's a lot of detail in there about the fact that warfare is not going to look like your granddaddy's warfare. It's, no, we're not talking in the trenches with machine guns. We're talking about all of the slaughter bots and robot dogs and all of the other crap that they have already producing, already weaponizing as we speak. And just one more example of that I'll throw in there in case people need another example. I just saw this just the other day on my news wire, so I'll throw it in here from thecradle.co. Yemeni drone makes impact in central Israel. So once again, drones are the future of warfare, and I think people need to be aware of that. So yes, what does it mean that there are these alert, what a mystery drones flying over the East Coast? What is going on? And I'm not seeing it right now. I'm looking at this activist post article that we're citing from. And I'm sure there is a quote in here from someone talking about how this could be a part of a secret program. But who knows? We'll find out. Anyway, I hope people will go and read through that entire article that we're citing from. I think this is a significant story precisely because, sure, maybe local law enforcement have no idea what these things are. But yeah. You think the Pentagon and, you know, the boys in DARPA and whatever have no idea what's flying over the East Coast. And, oh, well, yeah, whatever. It's just, whatever, who cares? No, I have a feeling that this is part of some deep state operation that will make itself manifest when it's time to freak the public out for real.
I've been saying, as it relates to the transhumanist agenda and psychological operation, they've taken over the military. It's like, do you think the greatest killers in history suddenly, oops, forgot how to run a military? Oops, we let a bunch of drones and balloons fly around this. They're good at a few things. Surveillance and war, pretty high up on the list. And James, I was going to joke, we all better work on our slingshot skills. But if these babies are car-sized, that might not do it. What I wonder if these are, and I also made sure to say to my mother as well, you know, anymore, I think most news stories, whether they're fake or real, are generally trial balloons to test the public's reaction. It's never been easier to test the public's reaction because they're giving it to you constantly on the devices they created for you that, I don't know, will probably make good homing devices. When they want to send the slaughter bots to you, they'll just pin it to your smartphone. So maybe don't carry one around all the time. I've been trying not to for years, James, and now here I am up in the remote northern New Mexico wilderness, continuing my path of becoming the Woody Harrelson character in 2012. My hopes was to be Christian Slater and pump up the volume, but I'll take what I can get. our third and final segment on This New World next week, 574. Really, between myself and you and Brock, we were talking, there's a lot going on, man. We need a segment just to kind of hit some of the updates on stories we've covered recently. And as you always say, James, it's 24 hours before you're seeing this episode. And now some of these stories have had more than 24 hours. They've had a week or two, and they have some pretty giant updates. So as always, included in your show notes, everything we say and play. Updates from New World Next Week, episode 573. Yes, that's right. Last week, U.S., Israel, and Turkey launch airstrikes in Syria after cheering regime change. Several nations have been loudly cheering the regime change in Syria over the weekend, some even taking credit for it. But despite the Islamist faction they were backing up taking Damascus, neither the U.S., Turkey, nor Israel are actually stopping attacks on Syrian territory. If anything, of course, Israel won't miss a chance. They're increasing strikes. You might recall me saying 1 week ago on this show, man, Putin, Assad, Erdogan, those dudes have been in there for a long time. It's going to be tough to get rid of them until the dominoes start to fall on the grand chessboards. The other update from last week, travel ban. South Korea's President Yoon banned from traveling abroad after martial law chaos of the fake guns and empty magazines. Imposed an overseas travel ban on President Yoon Suk-yeol as authorities investigate the allegations of rebellion and other charges in connection with his short-lived declaration of martial law last week. James, I do always enjoy seeing martial, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, law trending with the geopolitical geniuses on Twitter. Updates from New World Next Week, episode 571. Goldman Sachs quits the Global Climate Coalition for Banks. It is the biggest bank to leave the Net Zero Banking Alliance, but of course it says they're focused on elevated regulatory requirements and they'll continue to basically freelance on this, James. We've talked about this before. Yay, they left the big climate scam. They're just going to create their own in-house climate scam because you can control that better, no matter what that would be. Being able to run it in-house makes it easier to run than some giant bureaucracy. And from episode 551, ding dong, that treaty is dead. Pandemic treaty negotiators conclude week-long meeting in Geneva without agreement. Amid a desperate attempt to pull a rabbit out of a hat and conclude some kind of pandemic treaty this week, the best-laid plans of mice and crooks have fallen through, but rest assured they will come back trying again when we least expect it. Update from New World Next Week, episode 549, fertility rate in England and Wales falls to the lowest level since records began in 1938, the biggest decline in fertility rates, mission accomplished, is among women aged 20 to 24 and 25 to 29. New World Next Week, episode 547, our final update on this cavalcade. Israeli attacks in Gaza kill at least 50 more Palestinians over 24 hours, at least 10 killed, waiting in line for flour, and a significant number of children were killed and wounded in central Gaza. So, James, leaders may change, themes and memes and fads may change, but the war machine just rolls on.
Unfortunately so, yes. And a lot of important updates there. I will have more to say on some of those individual stories in coming work, but for the moment, I hope people at the very least have seen a brief history of the war on Syria, my hour-long summary of the past 13 years of coverage that I've been doing over at the Corbett Report about the war on Syria, its background, who were the players at the table, what has been going on, what is the significance of this moving forward. And as I mentioned at the end of that podcast, I will be writing an editorial more specifically about what has just taken place in the past 2 weeks and what that means and where things are likely to go from here. So I hope people will be staying tuned for that. But I think that's a lot for people to take in. We have a ton of show notes for this episode, don't we?
We do. We do, as we reach the end of this year, James. And as I say at the end of every episode, we run newworldnextweek.com. It used to just be a way to show the latest embedded video from YouTube. They, of course, kicked us off there years ago when we dared question the holy science of the scamdemic. Ever since then, and ever since, James, we got to meet in person over there in Japan, and I saw you trying to print DVDs with a tower that only half worked, your duplicator, and it was like, man, I think we can maybe hopefully do something better. we launched NewWorldNextWeek.com as a store, as a way to be able to sell physical copies of not only Korber Report documentaries, but also those USB archives that we put together. I have some digital archives, and of course, as we've talked about many, many times, the Made in America, organic, good kind of gear that you can get that you feel good about wearing and feel good about supporting. Real independent media for now, James, over 30 combined years. I also play the exclusive audio of these episodes. Did you hear the New World Next Week sigh? That's me worried about New World Next Year, where I have to put together my story of this year and come up with a prediction for next year. Our final New World Next Week episode of the year. We call it New World Next Year. It's going to be 2025, James. I know you're all ready to go. You're done.
Yep. unless something happens in the next week. I mean, who knows?
I will probably end up, as I have in recent years, grabbing an awesome Media Monarchy member and having them like, man, what did I talk about a bunch this year on the show? I know I run my mouth a lot. Help me. What's my word cloud for 2024? And that really, you know, that probably shed light on my thoughts for what could come in 2025. James, we bailed on the idea of dressing up and wearing ties and any of that stuff years ago, right?
Yeah. But okay. I do have a Christmas sweater routine now.
Okay. That's all right. I can put on a nice sweater and an ornament as well. But yeah, ties, no way.
Yeah, we don't need ties. Stinking ties. But we should probably announce the Christmas special, huh?
Oh.
The Christmas discount.
If you're ready to do that, because have those notes in front of me.
So, I will just let people know, as every year, I do a Christmas sale. And so anyone and everyone who is listening all the way to the end of New World Next Week, for a little pat on the back for making it all the way through this boring rambling at the end, who cares, just plug, plug, plug. You can get 25% off any Korbert Report media at the New World Next Week store using the checkout code CHRISTMAS25. That is one word. Spell it out. CHRISTMAS 25 at the checkout. You will get 25% off any Korbert Report media. That is not including all the wonderful gear, the hoodies and caps and toques and what have you, but any of the DVDs or USBs or what have you. Having said that, if you're a Korbert Report paying member, an actual paying subscriber to the Korbert Report, you will have a 50% off discount code, which will be in this weekend's newsletter. If you have no idea what that means, how to access it, where the code might be, just email me. I'll be happy to walk you through that. That will be coming out this weekend, so stay tuned for that. And I think, yes, I should say that this is from now until Christmas, so until December 25th U.S. time.
Yes, that's all the good news. You know what I almost forgot? 25% off for everybody except people in Canada. James, do you know the Canadian Postal Service is on strike? We can't even... The initial story seemed to be, oh, it'll be delayed. The service we use, it will not let us send it. Any of the pending orders we unfortunately had, we've already refunded for folks. Canadian postal strike going on indefinitely, so that's kind of screwing us.
Well, that only affects all my friends and family, so oh well.
Yeah.
Sorry, Canadians. Get a better postal service? I don't know.
Did you not know about this story, James?
I knew there was a strike. I didn't know that we were literally having to suspend sales. Oh, man.
We have done the update. It is on the store. You'll see a banner up at the top that says, apologies, Canadians. And again, if we could have attempted to go, well, we'll try and send it. Maybe it'll be delayed. Maybe it'll work. Like I said, it's getting the red X. It will not let us attempt to send things. So, no. Merry Christmas, James.
Sucks to be Canadian right now. Oh, well. You should live in Japan.
Well, you know, you could come on down and join us as the 51st state, as the jokes have been saying. James, we got to get off here. That's New World Next Week, episode 574. I appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Take care, and looking forward to next week.
Yes, sir.